Weekday mornings at 11, Northside Today.
19.3. This is Near FM.
On the line now, I have Damien Pilo, who's the Executive Director with COPD Support. Good afternoon, Damien.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Okay. There's a thing going on, the Get Breathless for COPD Cycle Challenge. And but before we get into that, will you just explain to the listeners what COPD is?
Absolutely. And thanks for the opportunity to do this, because COPD, despite the term, is a very common disease. It's called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And we estimate close to 500,000 people in Ireland have COPD. And yet, we only diagnose about 100,000 of them. So about, you know, more than two-thirds of people are out there living with these symptoms of COPD, which is a life-limiting chronic illness, which means it doesn't go away. It gets progressively worse over time, and is estimated to be the third leading cause of death by 2020 by the World Health Organization. So it's probably better known as emphysema. Yeah. And chronic bronchitis. People will probably recognise those terms more so, but COPD is the umbrella term for both of those diseases.
Yes, well, emphysema now, I'd know that, because yeah, that's what got my dad in the end.
Exactly.
So tell us about you. This is a fundraiser, is it, Damien?
Yeah, well, there's two main purposes of the cycle, and actually the first and primary one is to build awareness of COPD. So, you know, opportunities like this to talk to you and get the word out there about what COPD is and get people thinking that, because am I one of them people that could be at risk of COPD? And the second bit is obviously the fundraising, which is in huge part because we don't receive state funding. So as a national organisation, we rely heavily on our fundraising events to try and continue the services we provide, which are all targeted at people living with COPD. So the cycle does two things. Raises awareness, gets people thinking about the risk factors, which is smoking, environmental pollutants, occupational pollutants. They're the risk factors for COPD. Then the symptoms are, if you have somebody that's breathless, and more breathless than somebody else in your own age and your own gender and your own size, if you're more breathless than them doing the same activity, that there might be something more seriously wrong. If you've got a chronic cough or a cough that won't go away, or takes much longer to go away, that could be a risk. That could be a symptom. And if you bring up a lot of phlegm, you know, that's another serious symptom. That more phlegm than you used to do, or more often. So there's some of the signs and symptoms. And we're saying you could be one of those undiagnosed. So get yourself checked and get yourself down to your doctor and talk about COPD, because there's a very easy breath test that's done to diagnose COPD. And make sure that you're on the right medication at the right time, and then get onto the right treatments.
Yeah, I was going to say that it is easily diagnosed, is it, Damien?
It is, and I mean, it's easy diagnosed. But the problem is that, you know, as I said, there's 500,000 people estimated to have it, and most of them are undiagnosed. And the problem is that we put it down to getting older. You can't detect COPD in the younger population, so it's over 35. Are to start the risk factors. So it's easier to diagnose in older people as well, because we all get a bit slower. We all slow down, but it's that bit of comparisons. Am I slower than this, my friend who I've known all my life? Am I slower than him or her? Am I, this chesty cough that I get, is it lasting longer? I know I got this before, and I know I get it every year, and I put it down to maybe the smoker, or, you know, my smoker's cough, but it's actually more than that. So the problem is, we could be going to the GP for years and getting treatments and getting antibiotics and not be thinking about COPD. So we want to get the flag up there, this could be COPD, because if you're not on the right treatment at the right time, this thing progresses. And then it's a horrible illness to have to live with. And so we're trying to get it early, treat it early, and slow that progression down. The test is a breath test. You blow into a spirometry device, which is just the big breath in and a big breath out, and measures your lung capacity, and they're able to tell whether you have an airway obstruction or not.
Yes, and I agree with you there. It is. It's a horrible disease to get, and early detection is very, very important, as in all illnesses, I'd say, yeah?
Absolutely, because again, if you're lucky enough to have it diagnosed when you're younger, you still have hopefully a fair bit of your lung capacity, and it's about maintaining that lung capacity. So maintaining it, and believe it or not, exercise is one of the big treatments for COPD, probably the best treatment for COPD. And we run exercise programs with our local member groups, a 12-week program, that is really looks and targets their lungs and their muscles to make sure that they maintain the lung function they have. And so early treatment allows you to get those exercises, keep what you have and don't lose your lung function. Get on the right treatment of medications and take them properly and correctly and avoid those flare-ups that cause the progression of the illness. So that's really important. Early education, early awareness, awareness raising, the right treatment. That's why early diagnosis is so important.
Yeah.
And that's why we're saying to people, don't wait. Don't just put it down to old age. If you're worried, get yourself checked.
Yeah. Now we have to jump right ahead. As I said, we're rapidly running out of time. I'm actually going over. This cycle, cycling champion Sean Kelly is leading this, and I believe it's finishing up shortly in Dublin. Is that right?
Yeah, on Saturday we'll be arriving in Dublin at the Commercial Rowing Club at the Downline Bridge. And if anyone of your listeners are around, we'd love you to come along. You'll get the chance to meet Sean Kelly, say hello, we'll sign a few autographs, create a bit of partying atmosphere, get talking, about COPD, but also just to meet him. He's a lovely guy, and we're thrilled to have him on board doing the work with us, to cycle with us across the country. So, yep, if anybody's around, they're very welcome. Around 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in Island Bridge.
Okay, and throw a few bob into the bucket or whatever.
Throw a few bob into the bucket, please do, and along the way, if anybody sees us passing through, to throw a few bob in.
Yeah. Okay, Damien, as I apologise again, after running out of time. I'll contact you after the show, Damien, and thanks very much for taking the call.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.